Hello out there in Radio Land. Welcome to A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and I am streaming live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com, or you can download free app on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptop, or computers. Chromebooks, it's still a computer, but just has a different name. Download that free app called TuneIn, and once you do, search WWGH, and it's free to you, okay? Now, you can also call in while we are live on the air by calling 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments in reference to what the subject is that we're talking about. Today is June the 13th, 2022. 164 days have passed. There remains 201 days left in the year. Happy Monday, and I pray that your Monday is happy. There are many things going on in the world today, and hopefully your spirits will be lifted up by just knowing that you are in the land of the living, and there is still a God on the throne, and He is still in control. He is not surprised at anything or by anything that is going on in the world today. He said, before the foundation of the world, I ordained you, saved you, sanctified you. I planned all of this that's going on, at least the existence of things that we have the opportunity to see and to hear. So He is not surprised by what king is in control or what tornado was coming and the devastation of it. You know, there are a lot of components that are alive and active and reacting in the world that we live in today. So hopefully I can say something to you today to uplift you and to encourage you, you know, put a smile on your face, because God is real. And I'm not only talking to you, I'm talking to myself, you know, because people come and people go. We lose friends and we lose loved ones, you know, and it can kind of get you down sometimes. So I just want to lift up your spirits. I want to lift up my spirits today. And have a good radio show today, right? Absolutely. And I'm still waiting on my guest. She should be here shortly. Let me share with you those who faithfully supported Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson. Location 582 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio. The phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have a free produce. This takes place every third Saturday of every month at Logos Christian Ministries. The above mentioned address, 582 Lee Street. This will take place June the 18th. It begins at 12 noon and ends at 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars. Hopefully you will be able to benefit from the free produce. Let your friends and neighbors know and family members that are in need about the free produce that will take place this Saturday at Logos Christian Ministries. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-262-0939. Also, Cheryl Lee is the director and coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, which is located in our local schools. And not only that, they have five-day clubs throughout the city, and they will also be at the Marion County Fair. Child's Evangelism Fellowship helps to relate the Bible story to school-age children. Okay? Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled, Understanding Misunderstandings. Most people don't understand themselves or others. We need to make time for this. We get too impatient. Very often, because we are not willing to take this time, misunderstandings continue. And I know I'm saying this because we all have come across misunderstandings, and sometimes you don't really realize it was a misunderstanding until later on you've even walked away from the comment or the person who made the comment or the situation. Then you rethink what you should have said, what you should have done, and then maybe it did kind of prick your heart or your spirit at the time that this occurred or happened, but at that moment you didn't address it, and maybe you didn't know how to address it. And a lot of times fear comes up on us because we don't want the repercussions of what may return to us for addressing a misunderstanding. But, you know, the longer I live, the more I'm understanding misunderstandings and being the woman to step up and say, oh, maybe I misunderstood you, or maybe I misunderstood you, you know. Maybe you misunderstood me, but this is what I really meant. You know, it may have sounded like that, but I didn't really mean it that way. This is what I meant by what I said. Okay, so sometimes you have to be the bigger person to step up and make a situation right, because you both benefit from it. It really doesn't matter who steps up and say, it was because of me, or maybe I didn't hear you right. And you know, sometimes we can have so many things on our mind that we can't think right or correctly, you know. And I think that misunderstanding should be addressed as soon as possible so it doesn't blow up into this great big thing, right? Because I've learned people don't have to like you. They don't have to trust you. They don't have to be around you. So I'm learning that, you know, no man is an island to himself. So we try to, I have learned to try to get misunderstandings corrected. I do not want to leave this world with my mind all twisted and hating people and disliking people and haven't taken care of my business, making things right with my God. You know what I'm saying? So life is too short to be upset. It's too short to take life for granted, and it's too short to take people for granted. And I think that we should give each and every one of us, you know, we should give the opportunity to make things right. We don't take time to listen to someone quietly and try to understand them. So this was an exercise that was taking place at the Flawless Conference Saturday. Tekka Thompson, she led this exercise with the ladies there. And it was a just sit and listen. Be that space. Open up. Let someone talk to you without you thinking the thought like, well, I'm going to jump in and say this, and I'm going to jump in and say that. And say nothing. And just listen. Just listen. Don't be ready to say something back. Just listen. And a lot of times we don't have time to listen because our mind is moving and have other thoughts and other concerns. I need to go to the grocery store, or I need to go take my car to get an oil change, or, you know, I got to pick up my granddaughter or great-grandbaby from the daycare center. It's something all the time. But do we have a minute, just 1 minute, to sit still and listen to other people and their concerns? Sometimes people just need an ear to listen to, just an ear. And not only that, to be able to trust you what they have shared with you. It's not for you to go gibber and jabber and tell everybody else about what they shared. Okay, because that's not right and that's not fair either. Okay? Then it says, then we start inventing things about them. See, already we've put them in a category because they came to us and they shared something that was really bothering them. So now we want to talk about them. We want to make them feel bad or make them look bad, even if we don't say it to their face. Because we simply haven't taken the time to understand. Understand. Is that a big word? That is a huge word. understand? Do you take time to understand people that talk to you and share things with you about their personal lives, or maybe somebody in their family personal? Understand. Do you take time to understand? Hear, listen. Do you take time for that? So I'm going to do this really, really quick. What does understand mean? What does it mean? The dictionary. The ability to understand something. Comprehension. Sympathetically aware of other people's feelings. They're tolerant and forgiving. People even expect their doctors to be understanding. Do they have time to listen to us anymore in the doctor's office? Come in, look at your chart. Well, how you feel? You feel okay? Well, this is going on, that's going on. Well, we'll see. We'll give you this medicine or that medicine, see if that works. Is that really listening or paying attention to what's going on? Or is that just from their knowledge of symptoms that you're having? Right? I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, does my doctor really pay attention to me? Even though he tells me I'm one of his worst patients because I won't do exactly what he asks me to do. But I don't like taking a lot of medicine. I don't know about you out there that's listening. But let's try to be more understanding of other people and what they're going through, okay? Alrighty. Hopefully I said something to encourage you, and that you can encourage someone else, and that you can become more of a listener, have an ear for someone who wants to share with you something that's really bothering them, or, you know, is really on their heart. I do have this else to say. Please pray for my friend Jeff Porter. Please pray for him. He came on this show when we were located in the Southland Mall. And I think that was in 2014, 2015, around there somewhere. So we just celebrated 8 years here at the WWGH station. 8 years of broadcasting. Well, Jeff came along with his book, Expressions of the Last Days, and he had been labeled our doomsday prophet. Well, he needs our prayers. He needs uplifting cards, phone calls, drive by, say hello, whatever you can do to help lift him up during his time. He lost his mother a few months back, and I don't know. Sometimes people just live for other people, and I just pray that, you know, the Lord touches his body and heals him and encourages him to live on and not to give up the fight. So his day, his usual day is tomorrow, and he says, I don't know if I can make it. I really don't think I can. So I'm just asking you to lift him up in prayer, that the Lord would touch and heal his body. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. And if you need someone prayed for, please contact me. Either on Facebook, Linda Sims, or call the station sometimes. Leave a message, 740-383-9944. I'd be more than willing to pray. Okay? Alrighty. Well, I guess I'm still waiting on my guest, and she's not here yet.
Terry, you want to sit in a minute?
Sure. Until my guest comes? Well, I'm going to ask Terry to sit in. He's doing nothing. He just popped in. Terry Tackett. How you been, Terry?
Pretty good. Hello.
Hello.
How you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right.
All right. What's been going
Nothing,
on?
Nothing. Just working a lot.
Working hard,
yeah,
huh?
Yes. Too much, man. This heat also now, too, getting to me. And
it is so hot in
yeah,
today.
Yeah. So, what's going on today, Linda? Anything? I mean, as far as... I know you're always into something. And
I try to be, yes, absolutely.
Try to stay busy and, yeah.
We do have the Peace and Freedom Foundation. They do have a blood drive this Saturday at the YMCA.
Okay.
For sickle cell. Because,
okay,
you know, they have the Juneteenth Day celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are they doing a march and stuff for that, or?
I don't know about a march. I know they're doing the blood drive at the YMCA, and then
I did see that. I just didn't know if there were some other activities.
There is on the 25th.
Oh, gotcha.
Out at Martin Luther King Park.
Okay.
We're having a Black Joy Fest out there.
All right.
There will be a cook-off, barbecue cook-off. There may be some food trucks. Okay. There will be plenty of activities for children out there going on.
Now, for that, would they be taking, like, entrance? I mean, like, if you knew somebody that wanted to participate in that barbecue, could you?
Yes. Okay. You can contact me on Facebook or.
Well, because honestly, there's a guy that comes in Home Depot that used to play for the Ohio State Buckeyes, it's called the Old Pit Barbecue.
Oh.
In Columbus.
Okay.
And they're very good there. I believe they're on High Street right there, and I don't know if anybody's familiar. I don't think he would mind if I say his name. He was a defensive back for the Buckeyes, Chimdi Chekwa. He played and. He does a real good barbecue. Him and three or four other former OSU players went in this barbecue endeavor. You know, they own this restaurant, so like I say, maybe I'll say something to him because he shops quite frequently there, and maybe I'll give him the info and have him get a hold of you or something, and you know he could maybe speak to your group too or something if you wanted him to speak it, you know.
That might be great. You could give him my
phone number. I think he's on Facebook. So
what's
maybe
his name again?
It's a weird. It's Chim. I don't know how he spells it. Chimdi Chekwa. He was a defensive back for the Buckeyes.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he was on that 2014 national championship team, I believe. So So, but he shops quite frequently there, and he asked me to come down and try his place once, and I went by, and I thought I seen it on High Street. It's called the Old Pit Barbecue.
Wow.
And I guess he said they make everything from scratch. They make their own sides. They make their own barbecue. He said they have real good brisket, I guess. And
okay.
So.
I need some good brisket.
Yeah, so.
Sounds
so
good,
if anything, I mean, if he can't show it, maybe he could get, you know, just give some stuff to... You know, some donate some food or something, or some cards.
That would be great.
Yeah, something
that
like that. Great. Yeah, like I say, I'll mention it to him. And,
yes.
Because he's in there about twice a week. So I mean, and he seems like a really good guy to talk to. He always comes to my area, and I always talk to him. And so maybe I'll say something to him. And
well, great. That may be beneficial.
So
him and for us.
Then, like I say, if he's not doing nothing, like I say, if you got maybe he could talk to your group or whatever, and you know, because he said he does a lot of like speaking engagements and stuff like that. So,
okay.
He speaks to groups, you know, like youth groups and things like that. So tells them about his time, you know, of course, because he played, I think, a little bit in the NFL too. So
sounds interesting.
Yeah. So
yes,
I think he might be a good one to, but. Other than that, who are you waiting on, Linda? I mean, as far as your guest is.
Dana Booker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the lady running for city council, is that right? Yeah.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. Yeah. And she is the president of Peace and Freedom. I saw her yesterday.
All right.
And she may be busy.
Right.
That happens too.
Sure.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, you know, we all got things going on, you know, especially this time of year. I mean, you know, if you got children of any age or grandchildren or whatever, you know, I mean, you're going to be doing things with them and, you know, stuff like that. And you got activities of your own going on.
Right, she
and,
works,
know,
too.
So,
yeah.
So,
she works, so.
So, you know, anybody we can get would be, is a blessing, you know, this time of year.
And I'm thinking, Terry, 8 years just passed, June the 10th.
I know,
WWGH.
8 years, Linda, who would have thought it, man? I mean, you know, seriously.
Wow.
When you sit back and you reflect on that, the memories of 8 years.
Yes.
A lot, right?
Yes, a lot.
I know, yes. I mean, if someone were to tell me right now, you know, and I died right now, I'm happy.
Hope not.
I'm happy.
Right.
I'm happy the fact that what I've done here,
right,
you know, I mean,
right.
You know. I just, every day, I just can't believe it, man, you know.
Wow.
Because it seems like it's a new adventure every day.
It is,
it?
And it has
you know?
Been,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And just, I think the best is yet to come. I really do, you know.
hoping for it, praying for it.
Yeah, like I say, you know, you've been an intricate part of our success here, you know, for the last 8 years. So, you know, thank you very much for helping us get to where we've been this last 8 years. And, you know,
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I really do. We love having you. You know, I mean, as part of our family here, so.
That's so true. Yeah, so true. So 8 years,
I'm thinking. 8 years. And you've been here all 8 years. Is that right, Linda?
Yes.
Because I came in a little late. That's why. Yep. I came in a little late.
But still the same year.
Yeah.
But a couple.
Yeah, it was about 6 months, I think, or whatever, by about 6 months or so.
Yeah.
But I know I'm happy to be, like I say.
Yeah.
I still, like I say, every day, I still really honestly have to pinch myself. I do, man. I just can't believe it, man.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, when I look at, like I say, who's involved here, and I look at, the things we've accomplished and the things that we're going to accomplish, wow. It's just amazing.
Amen.
You know, and I've seen people, you know, do shows like yourself, and I've seen your shows over time. I've seen them grow. You know, it started off here, and I've just seen a steady...
I grew.
Climb.
You know, I grew.
Yeah. You know,
became
well,
more confident.
And I said, I've seen you evolve.
Well, praise God.
To now, you know, one of the best interviewers, you know, in around here. You know, I mean, you do, your shows are, they're great. I mean, you know, before, I know it was kind of hard for you to get guests. Now, guests call you.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and it's because of the evolution of your, you know, of your show. You know, and what's nice about it is it's diverse. You don't really have a set, you know, like theme, I guess,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
I mean, you'll basically talk about anyone, but you just want to empower people.
You want to
make people better and
yes.
stuff. And I think that's a great thing. So you know, and it doesn't matter, like I say, who's out there. If you're an organization or an individual or whatever, you know, and you know, give Linda a call. I mean, she's always. You know, amenable.
Yeah, I'm here, praise God.
Yeah, she's always amenable, and I mean, she, you know, like I say, and I'm not just saying it because she's here. She'll literally talk to anybody. I mean, she wants to help your organization. She wants to help you as a person. You know,
yeah,
and
let people know what's going
right.
on in Marion,
you usually
Ohio.
Give them the resources and the tools and everything that they need to. You know, to help themselves prosper.
What's going on in
your
neighborhood.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, like I say, I've seen that, and I love it every time because I come in and there's always somebody different. That I haven't seen before,
right.
You know, and of course you get your holdovers, you know,
oh,
like Jeff and you know Tim
faithful.
Combs, sure,
yes.
sure,
yeah,
and
faithful.
Those guys are good, you know. I'm not saying they're, but they're good in their time, you know. I mean, it's nice to have a variety of people, sure,
yes,
sure,
variety.
You know. So
absolutely.
Then of course you know Scott, he does tremendous interviews just with
yes,
you know
he
with
does.
The people.
Woo.
People he does and
the people
so,
he gets.
Yeah. So I mean I'm not nearly, you know, I don't try to be, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with, you know, because I'm not an interviewer by any means,
right.
You know, and so
get the stars.
But it's just
I mean?
Yeah, it's just
yeah.
nice to see, like I say, some of these people that come on here and just, you know, over the years that have supported us and done things with us, you know, it's just mm-hmm. it's just amazing.
It
it's
is.
Been a total blessing, I think, from God, you know. That
oh, I believe that absolutely.
You know, so
I give him all the credit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like I say, I mean, just it's too numerous, of course, to run down, but just everybody we've had. I
oh,
mean,
yes.
you know, and you know, you're kind of starstruck a little
mm-hmm.
bit, but you're also kind of like.
Like Dick Gregory,
yeah,
Bill
right,
Cosby,
right? You know, I mean,
even Martha Dow.
I was gonna say, even the people in the studio, Ted
yes,
Williams.
Ted
I mean,
Williams.
You know,
yeah.
Former Governor Strickland.
Right,
you know, I mean,
right. Phil Donahue. Yeah.
We had the comedian Gallagher. I mean,
yes.
everybody, man. I mean, you know, I should say everybody, but it, you know, a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of variety that
over 8 years.
Yeah, so. And, you know, hopefully eight more to...
yes, eight more to come.
You know, and a lot of it, too, depends on the health, you know. And, of course, I'm not one to talk about... My health's not the greatest, but it's not bad, but...
Right.
But I'm trying to get it better, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We have to give the doctor something
oh,
to work
yeah,
with.
Yeah, so... that's And I'm definitely a template, that's for sure.
Same here. I'm
you
not
know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I went on vacation on the 24th. Remember, I was on vacation.
Yeah.
I came back on the first with COVID.
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
With COVID.
COVID.
And I've been vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
Three times.
Still running rampant, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
in Georgia. And my sister came back with it, and some other couple relatives got it.
It's so funny you say that, because my stepmom, her sister lives in Georgia.
Does she?
And she just got admitted to a home in South, a rehab facility in South Carolina.
Okay.
COVID.
Really?
She has some other problems because she's a diabetic, but then on top of it, she got COVID and unvaccinated.
Wow. And it gets right there.
Yeah, so now she's having it 10 times worse than somebody who's
not vaccinated.
Yeah, she's not
vaccinated. That's so sad.
And then, of course, the proverbial question always comes, you know, are you going to get?
Right.
And, of course, she's still undecided, and I thought, this should change. If anything should change your mind, this should. But
people are afraid of the vaccine, and they feel like it's being
forced
down
their. Yeah, exactly,
forced
exactly.
Upon
them.
And I think it's just people looking out for our good, for our health, not really trying to force anything.
Right. Yeah. But you know,
this is playing by the government.
But I've came to the conclusion now. You know, I mean, it's kind of like to live and let live. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you're vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. You know, I mean, that's fine. If you're not, no problem. You know, I mean, I don't mind. You know, you can do whatever.
Absolutely.
Whatever you want, I'm going to continue to do whatever I want to do. So, we just respect each other's space and kind of go on from there. So,
absolutely. We
so,
have no choice,
I mean, that's
right?
about all we can do, right? I mean, that's it. Right. So anyway, though, but I'll let you get back to, I don't know if is your guest calling in, or is she coming, or?
She's supposed to come.
Okay. All right.
Maybe she got busy.
Okay.
We got about 15 more minutes.
All right. Sure. Yeah. Might as well. Because I was supposed to do this like a month or so ago, and I had some stuff come up, but I couldn't make it. So, but I always like sitting in with you.
Well, good.
Because, you know, it's always fun to see what you got cooked up or whatever.
The thing of it is now is the hearings.
Okay.
On January, what was that?
January 6th.
The hearings. I haven't really listened. I haven't really wanted to listen because it was all played out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? For real.
Yeah.
We all saw it. We all heard it.
I couldn't take my eyes off the TV, though, on Thursday. But today I didn't watch them. Yeah, but Thursday I was glued to the TV.
Wow. Who did they interview or have on the stand?
They had the filmmaker. Who was there was a guy there that was doing a documentary.
Okay.
And he had some firsthand video.
Oh.
And then they had a female police officer who got knocked unconscious.
Ooh.
And they had her recollection of, before she was knocked out, of course.
Right.
But, they had her recollection of it. And they had the part of the video where showing where she got.
Right.
Yeah. And it seems like I'm missing a third person, maybe. Maybe it's just those two. I thought there was a third person. But anyway, like I said, I was glued to the TV. So now today they started at 10 a.m., so of course I couldn't watch them today, but I had to work. But
I haven't watched it. It's just sad that things like that are okay with some people. But if the other people did it, it wouldn't be okay.
Sure.
That's what I...
Well, the thing that I can't believe, I'm of course I'm going to get probably yelled at for saying this, is that I can't believe that they're worried more about votes than they are about... I mean, there's children out there that lost their lives.
Yeah.
And these guys are worried about votes.
Are you talking about the shooting?
Yeah. At this... Well, I can't say that town. Uvalde or...
I don't even know the name of
Uvalde,
it either.
Texas or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, there was children that lost their lives, and these people are worried about getting votes. I mean, it's going to actually take somebody. I mean, because we're always amending the Constitution, so it's going to take somebody.
Right.
To actually,
do
it. Yeah.
Say something.
I mean, this reform that they're trying now is going to be okay, but it still doesn't remedy the problem.
No.
The problem
they're
is,
magnifying the problem because now it's going to be legal for people just carrying.
Well, and to be honest with you, Lynn, I was scared to death today. I said, what happens if you're just shopping in Walmart and a guy didn't like the prices? And he just pulled, and...
That's where we, where we are.
I mean, you look at some of these greeters and things like Walmart and Meijer. I mean, there's no way they could stop anybody. I mean, same with Home Depot for that. I mean, we can't stop anybody.
No, you can't.
I mean, I'm sure law enforcement, I seen it, said that they were preparing for this, but how do you prepare for it?
You can't.
You know, I mean,
how can you prepare for somebody to break into your home?
Yeah, because they can't even ask you. You know, you have to tell them you have a.
If you feel like
it. If you feel like it, yeah. I mean, so therefore, we're at the mercy of the, you know, I mean, it's just, it's a crazy, crazy world,
hey,
man.
Thank God there is a God.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, yeah. I've thought about that all day. I just thought, oh, my God, man. I mean, I was literally petrified, you know, today. I thought, what happens if...
It's something to think about.
Yeah,
if
you go to Walmart or something and somebody just doesn't like something.
Don't we think about that
and,
even in a car? People can ride up beside you and...
Hey,
bam,
man, you cut
you
me
know?
Off back there.
Right,
you know, and,
right. You know, you didn't put your blinker on.
Right,
bam,
right,
know?
Yeah. You know, now it's no questions asked.
Right,
even, you
and
know?
Mental health issues. People
sure,
are losing
sure,
it.
Sure,
you
sure.
Know?
You know, and my, I just, I don't know what to do, man. I mean, you know, of course, like I say, we can have all the reform we want, but I don't know if it's gonna help. I mean.
Well, if you're telling everybody they can have their own
right,
gun,
that's
don't
what
have
saying,
to
you
say
know,
anything about
I mean,
it.
What happens if you're in a restaurant enjoying food and all of a sudden this, you know, I mean.
What can you do?
Yeah, yeah. I seen a guy bending over the other day getting some spray paint. He had his shirt kind of came up a little. And he had a big holster on the side there with a.
So armed.
Yeah, so now what happens if he says, you know what, I don't like the service you gave me.
And not only that, the stores will have to put up. Sensors
sure,
for magnums,
sure.
Magnets because for metals because they should not allow that in a store.
Right, right. And I don't know. I'm sure businesses probably have that right.
Yes,
but
they do.
I don't know where that falls in the perimeter of you know.
Because I've seen on the doors like a gun in a circle around.
Right,
no
right,
firearms,
right, right, right.
Okay.
But once again, are people going to, you know...
Right, that's why they're going to need metal detectors.
You know, there's a guy that we have that same thing, Kroger in Delaware. He's got a knife about yay long he carries and a holster on his... And, of course, his argument is it doesn't say knives. And
yeah.
So...
Well,
you,
it doesn't.
You know, so what do you do? I mean, you know, and...
No weapons.
And this guy looks like at any given moment, at the drop of a dime...
He's ready.
Yeah.
He's ready.
You know, and...
Armed and dangerous.
Yeah, and of course me sitting out in that kiosk. I mean, you know, what happens? Like I say, if somebody says they don't like the price of gas, and you know, I mean, I'm at the mercy of.
And look at the price
know,
of
yeah,
gas.
Yeah, I know, I know. A guy came in the other day, and he had a 24-foot boat, and he was pulling it with a Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said something to him because he was complaining about it, and I said, "Well, you know, you got this boat, and this Hummer." He didn't want to hear it, you know. And,
hey.
But.
Look like you can afford it, right?
Well, I just seen a YouTube video where it said that Las Vegas just set a record for the number of people visiting. Said it's the highest it's been in 3 years. Of course, now the last 2 years they lost to COVID, but they said they have more people now than in 18, I think.
Oh, you mean that have moved there?
No, vacationing there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they set a record.
Wow.
So, what is it? I mean, it's a catch-22. Like you say, you see these people, you know, they get pictures of them and stuff. Then the next week you read on Facebook how they can't afford to even go to work because of gas. So, which is it?
Right.
I mean, I don't mind if it's one way, you know, but don't complain and then 2 weeks later be in Vegas out there partying, you know, I mean.
Right, because I'm happy if people have it like
I
that.
I love it. But what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, don't.
Complain, right, know? Yeah.
And that's basically what I wanted to tell that guy was I was like, you know what, I understand your dilemma. We're all in this dilemma. But.
But.
Relax, right. Man. I mean, you know, it's, you can't. I almost wonder now if they do it because it's the, like, quote-unquote cool thing to do is complain about
right.
prices. You know, I seen a post the other day. They said gas is $10 a gallon in Norway.
Oh, my.
Nobody's saying a word.
What are they going to say?
Nobody's saying a word there.
Even though that's across the waters, but
yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, $10 a gallon.
So.
Said gas stations are still busy. And
we better get our bikes now.
So I honestly think we've peaked out. I really do.
You think so?
Yeah,
in the United States?
I do. I mean, in this area, I don't want to say the total. I can't speak for the United States,
right.
But I think for this area, I want to kind of say for the United States in general. But of course, I'll say it. Somebody will call in and say, no, they just went up 20 cents, you know, or something.
I heard it was going to be 7.
Yeah, I think it's going to get that high.
I hope not.
Maybe 6, but I kind of think we've peaked. I really do. I kind of think we've peaked.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, I just got a feeling that I think we've peaked. I mean, I just think that now you're going to see, you know, I think like I say, I think the inflation as a whole, I think we've peaked right now. I really do.
I sure hope so.
I mean, because I've been kind of checking like plywood and lumber and stuff kind of on a, not a regular, but about a semi-regular basis, mm-hmm. just to see how the price, you know, and I mean, it, of course, it started off way up and now it's
coming down.
Yeah. So
they want people to build. I mean, people are still building. When I was in Georgia, I can't even recognize it from 5 years ago.
Lady come in yesterday, wrote a check, $40,000 kitchen remodel.
Really?
Wrote a check.
See what I'm saying?
New appliances.
Somebody's got some money.
New appliances, new cabinets. Now, on the other hand, we can't get a credit card to save our butt. But people are saving, are buying, you know, cash and checks, and we can't get no credit cards. $40,000 she bought, but you know, from a standpoint of us, we, you know, Home Depot, we've set records the last 8 weeks. We've been over $1 million in sales every week for 8 weeks.
It's a climate also. Yeah,
We're gonna probably do 1.4 million this week. We did 1.35 last week. 1.275 the week before that.
Right. Right.
I mean, and you're talking on budgets of like 700,000-800,000. So we're almost doubling. With the same amount of people.
Wow.
I mean, to put it in perspective, I shouldn't say this, but to put it in perspective, a normal week for us in the paint department would be about 45,000, 50,000. Last week we did 80,000 in the paint department, you know.
Right.
Just in the paint department.
Wow.
Our garden department just on Saturday did $215,000. And 3/4 of that was mulch.
Yeah. That has to be redone every summer.
Now, I mean, once again, not... Is it gas? I mean, what?
I mean,
because how are we setting these records if
people still working though? I guess you can say that.
They said 3.6% unemployment. They said there was 12 million jobs that 6 million of them went unfilled. 6 million people, 6 million jobs still.
Wow.
But they said people's got more money in the bank now than they've ever had.
Oh, they must didn't look at my bank account.
I don't know. I don't know what group they talk to, but
I know that's just, right.
But actually, a buddy of mine said if you turn that around, it's 3.6. But he said, look at it from the other side. That means what is it? 96.4% of the people are working.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's pretty
good.
That
is
good. You know, yeah,
that's almost 100%.
Yeah.
You've got 93% working. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, 96.4. I mean, that's...
And wages have gone up.
Yes, yeah. That's one thing that's... So, I don't know. I mean, they, you know, everything I've seen is that the economy's strong and we're still, you know, there's some people from Intel that have been buying these houses and stuff. I've talked to a few executives from Intel. They're going to be building that big plant in Columbus and New Albany, 17,000 jobs and...
Wow.
You know, 3,000 at the plant and 14,000 construction jobs. So
is that the Amazon?
That's coming
to Columbus, right?
Yeah, well, it's kind of a weird scenario with that, Linda. It's Intel. They make those microchips for like computers and stuff. This place is going to actually, the way I understand it from talking to a guy, is that there's going to be an Amazon warehouse really close to this place.
Okay.
Because Amazon, I guess, has these big cargo planes, and they're going to deliver these chips overseas to some of the clients over there, because I guess they got a big clientele of people overseas.
I'm sure they do.
So, and they said that supposedly, I guess, they ordered 1,000 electric vans.
Ooh.
And had Honda make them. And
this is why the gas is so high, Terry. You just said electric cars, right?
Of course. I mean, but what I'm saying, don't think that every car is going to be electric. But of course, there is going to be some electric cars.
Right, of course.
You know, yeah. But they're doing 1,000 of these vans, and 500 of them are going to go to Intel.
Mm-hmm.
They've already bought 500 of them. But what I'm trying to say is this. This project is not only an Intel project. It's an Amazon project. It's a Honda project. They're doing like a $3.6 million renovation down there. So the benefits are going to be tremendous. From New Albany to Marion, everybody's going to benefit along the way somewhere.
Yeah, I get that. My sister showed me an electric car when I was in Atlanta.
And like I say, I mean, is there going to... Sure there is, you know, but... I talked to a guy the other day, and he said that, you know, these new Ford pickups, he said there's 40,000 of them on order already.
I believe it.
You know? I mean, eventually, I think you are going to see, you know, but right now, I don't, you know.
It's going to take a minute.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, yeah. I think we're the highest consumers of as far as consumption of gas goes as the United States. I mean, you know.
And everything else, yeah. Firearms.
I mean, you figure, what did they say? The Exxon people made $5.5 billion. You know, the CEO did. This time last year, he made like $2.4
billion. Oh, okay.
So, of course, they're gouging about. Because how's come you can go somewhere and it's $4.79 and other words, it's $4.99?
Right.
You know, gouging. You know, I mean, and the way to do it is don't, you know, of course, there's don't buy stuff inside. That bag of chips or that pop, you know, I mean, that all contributes to.
Yeah, it does.
You know, to the overall.
Just like the gun.
Yeah.
NRA. NRA, just like the guns.
Yeah.
You know, and ammunition, well, that's just the like thing. The gas. I mean,
when you drive down 23 and you see a big billboard that says gun show at the Westland Mall.
Yeah.
I mean, immediately, if you're, what's that, $10 to get in? You know, and of course, we can say background check, you know, but at 5 minutes till five, if the show closes at five and you want to buy a gun for $600, am I going to do a bet or am I going to take your money? Because I'm not going to see you again. I'm going to Richmond, Virginia next week.
Right.
So, do I really care if you're.
No.
I want your money.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
You know, you're giving me the $600, I'm going to polish the gun for you and tell you to have a nice day and. I'm in my camper and I'm heading to.
Whoa!
You know,
it's a lot to talk about, a lot to think about.
So you know, it's I guess it's the perspective of how you look at things. Of course, people look at it from different perspectives or whatever. I'm trying to be positive about.
Of course.
About things, you
of
know,
course.
Or whatever. I mean, and then of course you fall in that category if you don't have certain beliefs like people, then they don't like you, and you know you're an outcast and all the, you know, and all that stuff.
That was the thought for today: understanding misunderstandings.
You know? and what people have to realize is there's going to be people with different opinions.
Absolutely.
You know,
we're entitled.
Whether
to that.
We like that opinion or not, that's right. A different story.
That's true.
But people are entitled
to
that opinion.
Opinions.
You know,
yes.
And I'm going to respect that opinion. And all I ask in return is respect my opinion.
Right.
I'm not asking for much.
True. True. That's why we are where we are now, especially with the January 6th hearings.
Sure. Yeah. Now, there's going to be some people, of course, that say it's totally false and, you know, and that's fine.
True. But, well, Terry, I've enjoyed you as my guest for today. Let's give Terry a hand for standing in for my guest today. But thank you for listening to A Voice of the People here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Do not forget to pray for my friend Jeff Porter, author of Expressions of the Last Days.
And don't forget that TuneIn app.
Yeah, and don't forget the TuneIn app. Download
you can
any
to
electronic
us anywhere.
Device. Anywhere in the world.
It's free.
Download and search WWGH. Tune in. Thank you so much. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For Ohio State Senator Sherrod Brown on presidential contender and Governor John Kasich.